I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This past Saturday, a refugee camp in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley burned to the ground. The story hasn't received much international notice, and Pierre Husney of Horizons International explains why.
I think there's local compassion fatigue in Lebanon, meaning that people in Lebanon, they just don't care that much about refugees anymore. They have so many problems right now. Lebanon is becoming unrecognizable through the fuel shortage, through the electricity cuts that are every 3 hours on and off.
Husney says a cooking accident most likely caused the fire. Once the fire began, the whole camp burned quickly. Horizon sent food and tarps after the fire and will help refugees rebuild to some extent. Get involved with this work at missionnews.org and pray God's work would be evident in the work of his Lebanese church. And you might think it's hard to love your neighbor if they don't care for their lawn or their dog won't stop barking. But Camille Melki of Heart for Lebanon and his staff faced an incredible challenge when Syrian refugees became their neighbors. Syria occupied Lebanon for nearly 30 years, which caused a great deal of hardship when the Syrian refugees began arriving. Melki believed that helping them was the right thing to do, but it wasn't easy.
We have several people who still carry scars from the war when Syria was occupying Lebanon. So many of us carry emotional scars. Many of us also carry physical scars. And to enter into a Syrian refugee tent settlement, it was very hard. We felt like God is stretching us.
Learn more about Heart for Lebanon and their ministry with refugees when you find your place in the story at missionnews.org. A service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here on social media or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.